Hello, devotional friends. This is Nate Ware on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Oh, just thanking God for His many, many blessings, especially for the Word of God. Oh, how it's a wonder and a privilege. That's the right of every child of God to know that the Lord of the universe cares for them, leads them. And as we trust in God, all things will be well, for we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We know that, of course, from Philippians 4:13. But here's some more verses. We're talking about, how about 9 fruits of the Spirit, 10 gifts of the Spirit, and 7 virtues of the Spirit. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Galatians 5th chapter. That's 22 and 23. Well, this is the Word of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The U.S. Code, I'm told, never have seen it in its entirety, but when bound, it weighs 16 pounds, and it goes for 77,000 pages. One volume, the U.S. Code of Civil, the law which governs us all. That's a lot of law. But according to the Word of God, the fruit of the Spirit frees us from all this. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul says in verse 25, meekness, temperance, faith, hope, goodness, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, love. Against these things, there is no law. But there is a law of Christ, that we bury one another's burdens, bear one another's burdens, for this is the fulfillment of the law. And if we do so with love, and joy, and peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, meekness and temperance, we will not only fulfill the law of Christ, but we will find favor with our Heavenly Father, we, His children, we who are called by His name. Every time we pray that wonderful Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, we are His children. We bear His name. We bear His reputation. We bear His character. We bear the person of God in whom we are created in His image. Yes, 9 fruits of the Spirit are ours as we obey the law of Christ. Against such there is no law. And next time we'll talk about the 10 gifts of the Holy Spirit from 1 Corinthians 12, 3 through 12, and also 7 virtues of God's Holy Spirit. Many have never heard of these things, but you'll find them, yes, in 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. Thank you, devotional friends, for listening. God bless each and every one of you. Though I do not know who is listening at this moment, be assured that, as the Father knows, I pray in Jesus' name for you. Amen.